Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer.
So how do you plan to enjoy the last full month of summer? Let us know during this August edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, July 25th. Gary Knowles is with us, as he is once every month, with his list of activities and events taking place all over Wisconsin. And we want to hear from you, too. What do you hope to do before summer ends? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, a contributing travel editor to the online publication American Boomer, and our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning. Boy, you know, you're right. It's the bucket list month. And where did the summer go? I mean, we just start? Wasn't it just June? And here we are, and I'm looking at the list, and there's still a thousand things we need to do.
Yeah, there is. And I know that there are a lot of big events coming up in the state of Wisconsin over these next several weeks, including the EAA, which is actually the end of July, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually starts the 28th, and Experimental Aircraft Association, for people who don't know what EAA is probably one of the greatest air adventures in the country, and maybe the world for that matter. It's thousands of airplanes, thousands of people who love the air show coming in and celebrating amateur aviation and professional aviation. So it goes on in Oshkosh and goes through August 3rd. They have air shows every day. So if you've never seen an air show, it is really pretty spectacular. They have wing walkers and parachutists and planes that fly upside down. So, I mean, it's really pretty incredible. And that's in Oshkosh, the 28th through the 3rd.
Isn't the state fair also coming up?
And the state fair is coming up almost at the same time. It starts the 31st, and that runs through August 10th, so that goes an extra week. And, of course, the first thing you think about, at least I think about when I think of the state fair, are those great cream puffs, right? I mean, and cream puffs and bacon on a stick and,
everything on a stick.
Everything on a stick, that's right.
Do you know if there's any new or strange foods being debuted this year?
You know, I think there are, and I cannot tell you exactly what they are. I saw a list one day, and they were so strange that I thought, that's a food, and they've got it. But you're right. If you can deep fry it and put it on a stick, that usually is there. Last year, they had deep fried butter on a stick.
Oh.
You can feel your arteries tightening up a little when you hear that one. But it's just fun to go there. They have pig races, of course. They race pigs that run for an Oreo, as I understand it. But I think this year they're going to also have duckling races, and so they're going to add that. And then they've got the stage shows that come in. That are always a lot of fun. So, to me, one of the things I like, I just like walking through the animal barns. I guess those of us that don't live on farms anymore kind of, get a little bit of a thrill of the seeing the huge draft horses and the goats and sheep and cows and whatever. And so it's really a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you the my Tell Joy Where to Go assignment for August. One of them, and I'm looking for more, one of them is I am going to Door County, and I am going to participate in a Door County bike tour. This is August 8th, 9th, and 10th, and it should be a lot of fun. It's not going to be biking 40, 50 miles a day, which I cannot do, but it's going to be maybe biking 10 miles to some wonderful activity or attraction in Door County, doing that attraction, and then biking back to home base. So maybe only biking 20 miles in the day, but then also participating in something like going to a winery or going to, I'm going to take a cooking class at Savory Spoon.
Ooh, that ought to be fun.
And things like that. So that is my, that's going to be happening for me in early August, and it's just going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun things to do in Door County on the Door County Bike Tour. So that's on my August calendar, my bucket list calendar. Gary, what about you? What's on your bucket list?
Well, on my bucket list is, of course, Madeline Island. I end up going up there several times a year, and May and I will be headed up that way. And we want to go see Warren Nelson's new production, the Islands program that he's put together at Big Top Chautauqua. And I think we're going to catch another show there as well. Hopefully Jason Isbell is one that we want to see. I saw him in Madison and does a fantastic show. So we're going to do that. And then probably I think we're going to eat at one of the fine restaurants up there or two
and
just have a good time.
Wonderful. And I know that another thing that you're planning, this has got to be one of your bucket list items, is that you take an open air tour. What is this?
Yes, we organize, actually this will be our 22nd annual tour for convertibles, and we're going to take 200 convertibles on a four-day trip, and we're going to be in northwest Wisconsin this year, based in Onalaska, traveling kind of up into north and east Wisconsin, up toward the Black River Falls area, and then we're going to cut over toward the Mississippi River, cross the river, and one day we're going to tour southeast Minnesota. We're going to drive in that M state over there, but it's
okay.
Really incredible territory. It's just so beautiful.
Oh, that must be. And this is full up with all the convertibles that you...
We have 200 eager convertibles, 200 convertibles, 400 eager people that can't wait to get back on the back roads out there. And we were actually in the same sort of area last year. We were a little more south, but it's such a great area along the Great River Road and over on the Mississippi River.
That sounds great. And presumably all the mayflies will be gone when you're out there.
I'm counting on it.
Did you see that on, it's actually on radar, the hatch and the swarm of the mayflies along the Mississippi? I think it happened on Sunday.
It's almost like science fiction, isn't it? I mean, you see the radar and they say, what's that on the radar? Well, those are bugs. Come on.
Well, we are talking about what we can do during this last full month of summer. I know that summer actually goes until mid-late September, but really the end of August is pretty much the end of summer. How do you plan to make the most of it? What's on your summer bucket list? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, we are having a barrel of fun, talking about fun things to do in Wisconsin between now and the end of August. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is our summer bucket list edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Travel writer Gary Knowles is here. And Gary, you know, one thing I know we can do this weekend is we can go to German Fest in Milwaukee. You know, I had planned on doing this with a girlfriend on Saturday. It was her birthday. But unfortunately, we both had to change those plans because of some other things. So what will we be missing?
Well, 10,000 pounds of bratwurst, for one thing. And I don't know how many of those you'd care for, but they do it right over there. It's one of the largest German festivals outside of Germany. And, of course, in Milwaukee, they do all those festivals right. And a lot of sauerkraut, a lot of that good German oompa music, probably a little polka. And probably some German wine, too, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So they'll have a lot of good stuff going on. That goes on through the 27th, so that should be a good little festival over there.
I wish I could make it one of these years.
Yeah, well, it's another one to keep on your list, I think. Yeah. You know, all those ethnic festivals in Milwaukee are really worth going to. Another thing going on this weekend that you probably would like to see at some point are the World Lumberjack Championships, mm-hmm. and that's up in Hayward.
That would be a blast.
Yeah, and they do the log rolling, and it's amazing. I mean, when you see the pictures of these people with their huge axes chopping up the wood, the lumberjacks are still with us.
Let's take some calls. We have Linda and Marshall with us. Hello,
All right.
Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
Linda. What do you recommend doing?
I recommend going to the Badgerland Bluegrass Classic Bluegrass Festival on August 2nd. It'll be held at the Jefferson County Fair Park, which is off I-94 and just about 5 miles south on Route 26, south of Johnson Creek. We've got camping for the weekend, and it's only $25 a night for camping with electric. The festival itself, with the bands playing, will be on Saturday the 2nd. The bands we have are the McCann River Ramblers out of Milwaukee, Genesee Ridge, which is based in Heartland, Picking Up Speed out of Milwaukee, Big Cedar from West Bend, Freshwater from Racine, and Daylight in the Swamp from Madison.
Holy cow.
That sounds great, Linda. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And our headliner is a nationally known band from Minnesota called Monroe Crossing, and they've been in the Milwaukee area before, and they're wonderful.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard they're really good. It sounds like you got everybody with a fiddle coming in, huh?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. So the Badgerland Bluegrass Classic in Jefferson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
And I love the name of the Madison band, Daylight in the Swamp.
Yeah.
My mom used to say that. She used to say, get up, everybody, for Saturday chores. It's Daylight in the Swamp. I don't know. It was an old German saying or something.
Did you eat pancakes then, too?
Well, not until chores were done. But Daylight in the Swamp. Thank you very much. A lot of music stuff going on, I presume, yeah. Gary and other. Yeah, I know. There's music. You know what? There's one music festival that I'm also planning on going to. This is a little bit unusual. This is called the Mile of Music in Appleton.
Oh, I've heard. Yeah,
Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. I don't know that we got it on here. I think I saw it after we put our list together. And is that on College Avenue?
Yes, it's my hometown of Appleton. And it's called the Mile of Music. And it's going to be going on from August 7th through the 10th. And apparently, there's just music throughout the mile.
Well, that's
where you can 60 different venues, restaurants, coffee houses, retail shops, nightlife spots, and you can just go from one place to the next to the next to the next and hear some great music. So that
at Appleton is always such a neat place to visit anyway. I like to go to the Houdini Museum when I get up there, and of course, the real thing there is, can you escape from it? But it's really a lot of fun. And I love College Avenue; it's always fun up there.
I did put a post of the Mile of Music information on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We also have Gary's list of events posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So check that out for more details. And I did post also the Door County Bike Tours website, so you can see what that's all about.
I've heard those bike tours are really fun, so you ought to have a great time on that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Let's go next to Kathy in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
what do you recommend?
Well, I'm recommending on August 8th, 9th, and 10th that the town of Grant, which is in southwest Portage County, we'll be celebrating our sesquicentennial, and there's a variety of activities that will be taking place to help us celebrate our 150th birthday.
Well, happy birthday, almost. So, what's a main activity that you would recommend from the celebration?
Probably on Sunday at noontime, there's going to be a parade, which is going through what local people would refer to as downtown Kellner. It has
how big is Kellner?
Oh, Kellner is it's probably like about a mile long, but that might not mean that there's too much stuff along the way.
Oh, that's great.
Of course, it's Wisconsin, so there's like probably three bars along that little stretch, but the parade's going to probably be about a mile long. Prior to the time when I lived in the area, they used to have big 4th of July celebrations in Kellner, which always included a parade. So people who've lived in the area for a long time are really looking forward to having a parade in the area again.
That sounds like fun, and I hope there's going to be birthday cake, too. There should be birthday
cake.
Well,
I hope so. For 150, I mean, you only get there once, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Kathy, for telling us about the sesquicentennial for the town of Grant. And a lot of that's what sometimes a lot of fun, Gary. You know, we're talking about some of these huge, huge events going on all over the state, but there are just really fun little small town festivals going on too.
I really agree, Drew. I think I've always said that in a lot of situations, the little ice cream social you wind up at that nobody promoted really can be one of the most fun things. You run into great people and you have a really good time. I mean, I like the big events, but you're right that the small town. And not such great big things sometimes are really really good surprises.
Yeah. Speaking of parades, as there is going to be a parade for the sesquicentennial of the town of Grant, there is a Big Top Parade in Baraboo coming up next weekend. It's tomorrow.
They celebrate their circus history up there, and of course they've got all kinds of stuff going on with that. As I understand it, they've got is it on Sunday or is it on Saturday?
It says the 26th.
Okay, they have the circus wagons that they get out from Circus World Museum up there, and great doings all over town. And the Al Ringling Theater, of course, the Ringling brothers were from Baraboo, so they've got a great theater up there called the Al Ringling Theater that is well worth checking out. And it's a great little town.
Let's go next to Eugene and Viola. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
I recommend the Civil War reenactment next weekend at Boscobel. They will have between 800 and 1,000 reenactors.
Wow.
Wow.
That is one of the biggest ones in the Midwest. They close off Main Street on Saturday night and do a street dance, and they have a free pie and ice cream social.
Wow. Do they celebrate any particular battle, or is it just...
Yes, they do. They have battles Saturday and Sunday, and a lot of the major characters, General Thomas will be there, General Grant, General Lee, Abraham Lincoln, all those characters, and Doc Holliday will be there. Wasn't part of the Civil War, but he will probably be there.
Well, you know, the good thing about those things is those people really take it seriously. Yeah. I mean, and when you step into one of those Civil War camps, it really is like stepping back in time.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Eugene, for letting us know about the Civil War reenactment in Boscobel. And if you have an event that you plan on attending between now and the end of summer, we welcome it during this end of summer bucket list edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, I know that one of our listeners posted that his recommendation, his bucket list item was a tour of the Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls.
that could be a good bucket list for do it several times during the year.
Well, you can do not only that is on my list. I've been meaning to get to that Chippewa Falls area, and that was one of the things I want to do. I don't know if that's going to happen this year or not, but there are so many fun. You can tour a lot of breweries in Wisconsin. I mean,
there are some incredible brewery tours. One of my favorite is the Lakefront tour over in Milwaukee. They do a great tour as well. Of course, there are a lot of other good ones. The New Glarus Brewery has got some really good tours that they do. Minhas. There are great brewery tours. You could spend a whole year doing brewery tours in Wisconsin.
Yep, I will be in Stevens Point next week, in fact. There is a reunion of my college radio station is having a reunion. So
What was the program you did on there, Joy?
I did a program called Two Way Radio. That was the first call-in show that I ever hosted, and it was when I was 18 years old.
Well, I imagine there's people that are still calling in that called in there, right?
You know, I think Two Way Radio has bit the dust, but but it was a fun experience, and I've said this before. It taught me a lot about radio and that whole experience. I was the news director and I was the public affairs director at college radio station. And two-way radio, though, was my first experience with call-in radio. And I've said this, it taught me what to do when people don't call in, because not very many people called into two-way radio.
It's called filling airtime,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. But I will have fun with my classmates, my 90 FM staff members that will be reuniting next week. But we can always go to the Stevens Point Brewery, which is a big part of College
it
Life,
is.
Too.
That's a good one.
Now, and go on a tour there.
I assume that 90, is it still on the air?
Yes,
the,
it is. It's a quite popular station. It is the home of where the world's largest trivia contest takes place.
Oh, and so are they going to have you as a guest on one of the shows?
Oh, no. I think I could go on the air and do another show, but I've decided that I won't do that to listeners. In terms of, they're used to alternative rock and you know that kind of music, and I don't think they'd appreciate a talk show. But in any case, it'll be a lot of fun. Gary Knowles stays with us, and we welcome your summer bucket list plans at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We're going to check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So what will you be doing for the rest of your summer vacation, or the vacation you're planning in August, or any summer fun activity that you would like to get in before summer's gone? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will get back to more of your recommendations and any questions you might have for travel writer Gary Knowles in just a few minutes. But first, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Swimming is one of the joys of summer, but for some kids, swimming is no day at the beach. Mike Paulus tells his story.
I grew up swimming in the lakes of northwestern Wisconsin. Now, I'm not bragging about how well I can swim. I was just as freaked out by the stray strand of seaweed as the next kid. What I mean to say is that most of my childhood swimming was done in lakes up around my family's little cabin near Webster, Wisconsin. We'd drive up on Friday night, unpack the car, and after enough begging, pleading, and/or crying, my dad would take us down to the beach at Devil's Lake. It felt like we had the whole lake to ourselves. I remember my dad throwing us up over his shoulders. We'd land behind him in a huge splash of arms and legs. I used to love swimming up there, and anywhere, really. I'm pretty sure most kids do. But one day, like an advanced robot designed by the military and accidentally struck by lightning, I became self-aware. I started comparing myself to other people. I started getting embarrassed about how I looked. See, if the characters in The Goonies represent the different stereotypes in American youth, I was most definitely Chunk, and I knew it. Because something had changed. And it pretty much coincided with me wanting to swim with a t-shirt on. See, while swimming at the beaches up north, I had a few run-ins with the local kids. I'd be splashing around with my cousins when some dumb high schooler would make some dumb comment to his friends and they'd all snicker. My face and my ears would feel red and hot. After that, the idea of swimming produced feelings of dread, not excitement. Luckily, I came up with a silver bullet solution. The Humble T-shirt. Why not just wear a shirt while swimming, I thought. It's not against lake regulations. Comfort zone, here I come. Now, adult me is capable of seeing the flaws in this plan. I'm sure my parents tried a number of ways to steer me away from wearing a turquoise t-shirt with a single breast pocket into the water, but my mind was made up. I realized, only too late, that while the occasional dirtball teenager thinks a chubby kid at the beach is pretty funny, everyone thinks a chubby kid swimming around fully clothed is just plain weird. Eventually, I started feeling self-conscious again, and I went swimming less and less. Now, why am I telling you all this? because I'm hoping it's not a terribly unique experience. Listen up, all you self-conscious, shirt-wearing swimmers out there, and know this. You are not alone. I, too, have stood by the water's edge, wondering what to do with all those weird feelings, wishing I could just dive in without having to deal with what other people do or say. We're on the same team, people. Team T-shirt. Join me, and I promise you, the beach will no longer be our enemy. Awesome shirt, by the way. Love the breast pocket.
Mike Paulus is the online editor of Volume 1 in Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Catch more Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television Mondays at 8 p.m. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the hour each week when we celebrate Wisconsin Life and talk about fun Wisconsin experiences and talk about the many things to do and places to go in Wisconsin. Once a month, Gary Knoll stops by with his list of recommended events and activities, and we will ask you for yours as well or any questions you might have. It's Tell Joy Where to Go for the month of August, and since it is the last month of the summer, what is on your summer bucket list? What do you want to do to make the most of the rest of the summer? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Since that Wisconsin Life piece was about swimming, do you have a favorite swimming hole? Do you have a lake that you like to visit, or maybe it's even your community pool? What about spending some time at a cabin on the lake? Do you have a vacation planned? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What about you, Gary? Do you have a favorite swimming hole?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. You know, Wisconsin has 15,000 lakes. 15,000 named lakes. There are some that they haven't got to come up with a name for them yet, I guess. But Stone Lake, on the 2nd of August, I see, they're having the Stone Lake Family Fun Day. And a lot of things going on up there, including a relay race, wine tasting, and swimming. So,
cool.
So that'll be a good place to swim.
Where is Stone Lake?
I believe it's in the northwestern part of the state, probably somewhere in the neighborhood that the commentator had there, whether he was swimming. But then there's also in Sirona, there's going to be a Long Lake Flotilla. They're trying to set a record for the number of pontoon boats that are tied up together up there. And that's on the 2nd as well. And that's going to be from noon to 2 o'clock. And they're going to try to take a picture of it so that they can show that they have a world record of the number of pontoon boats that have been officially docked together.
That's Wisconsin for you. Trying to break a world record for something, and pontoon boats, why not?
Why not? Right. That's a good one.
Great. I did have a wonderful pontoon boat ride on July 4th. I remember it because it was on the holiday, and it was on Shawano Lake, and it was a lot of fun. Went pontooning with a friend and family members, and it was great, and we ended up kind of pulling over, and we could jump in and go swimming, and a lot of fun, a lot of good memories. And in fact, I'm going to go to the phone since George in Oshkosh apparently just got out of Lake Winnebago. Hi, George.
Hey, how do you do?
Yeah, so really, did you went for a swim this morning?
Yeah, I met a friend from Oshkosh. We went up there for a distance swim on the water. It was quite rough, quite wavy, so we had a good swim. About 40 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
So Lake Winnebago is your go-to lake?
Actually, no. I swim in the Washera County Lake more frequently because they're clear and more calm and find a lake without too many weeds and without any speedboats and do the distance swimming there.
Oh, you're a distance swimmer. Yeah, I see. Because, Lake Winnebago can have some weeds and can have some speedboats, that's for sure.
Of course, this time of the day, there aren't too many speedboats, are there?
Yeah, that's right. But, George, I'm just curious. We were just talking about the lake flies that hatched along the Mississippi River earlier this week. And normally, Lake Winnebago is famous for that, too. Were there any lake flies buzzing about?
Lake flies. No, this morning there was absolutely no insects. It was perfect. Yeah. Nice and windy and overcast.
Sounds great.
So are you going to be competing with some sort of swimming event before the end of the summer?
No, I've kind of put the competition behind me. I just enjoy the swim. I love that thrill of swimming. You know, swimming is a unique thing because it can only be done on the surface of the water. You're just at that one plane in all of this earth that you can accomplish this freedom of gliding.
Well, you make it sound good, George. Make it sound like I might be able to try that. I mean, I love to swim, but I'm not necessarily for long distances. Yeah. Thank you so much, George. Have a good rest of your day. Let's go next to Tim in McFarland. Hello, Tim.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. What is the event you'd like to recommend?
Well, actually, it's a precursor to an event, and it is actually tonight. Not tomorrow night, here in Madison, is something a wonderful event called Opera in the Park.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Madison Opera's free outdoor opera in the park concert at 8 o'clock over at Garner Park. But tonight, and tonight only, is the dress rehearsal, where they do the sound and the lighting check. So instead of having to park 10 blocks away and go and sit there with 10,000 other people tomorrow night, tonight you can go park right in the parking lot, maybe be among a couple hundred people, bring your baseball mitt, bring a frisbee, throw it around, bring your cooler, bring your lawn chair, have a very nice time, and still enjoying pretty much the same entertainment, but in a much less crowded, more relaxed atmosphere.
Oh, Tim, I love that suggestion.
It's like pre-opera in the park, huh?
Yeah, but a dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm.
Myself and my sisters have been going out to see this for years, and it's, like I said, you're still getting most of the same entertainment, but with only one-tenth of the crowd.
You know, Garner Park is kind of on the west side of Madison.
Yes, it's right out by CUNA, the corner of Rosa and Mineral Point Road.
And Tim, what time does this start? 7?
7-ish. Yes, the opera in the park tomorrow is at 8, but the dress rehearsal and the lighting check and sound check start around 7 o'clock tonight.
Now that you mention it on the air, Tim, I'll bet thousands of people are going to be there.
There goes the parking space. That's right.
Okay. They're still setting up chairs, and so there's no place officially for them to sit. So you have to bring your own.
Bring your own lawn chair.
Yeah.
Or a towel, and but you can bring your own cooler and throw the frisbee around. So it's much less formal, and they don't have food or beverages yet. That's all tomorrow night.
Well, I'm considering this because I've been meaning to go to Opera in the Park for many years too, but it just hasn't worked out. I have a conflict tomorrow night. I cannot go tomorrow night, but I could go to the dress rehearsal.
Sounds like the tip of the week.
Yeah, it does. It was a great tip. Thanks. Thanks, Tim. And in fact, what I'm doing tomorrow, Saturday night, is a Mallards game. It's the here in Madison. This is Wisconsin, sort of Wisconsin Public Radio night out at the Mallards. And we're going to have a number of staff members. And I'm not sure if listeners are coming. I think it's just staff members are going.
Well, that's great. And, if you go to the Mallards games, when they hit a foul ball and it goes up and back over the stands, what do they all yell?
I don't know.
Wiener. And that's
why?
That's because if you get the foul ball and turn it in, they'll give you a hot dog.
They have a lot of goofy stuff.
They do. Goofy in between baseball.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Mallards game on Saturday night here in Madison, and that was on my bucket list to get in a baseball game. I still haven't gotten in my Brewers game though, and I've got to go see Hank the ballpark pup still.
Yeah, you got to do that. I was at one this week, and I saw Jonathan Lucroy hit the walk-off home run the other night, and that was really good. That was a really good one.
Well, tell us what's on your summer bucket list. This is the Summer Bucket List edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Gary Knowles is here with a bunch of recommendations, but we want yours too. Or maybe you have some questions for Gary on things to do in a particular part of the state while you're enjoying summer. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapaka, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Swiftwater's climate.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
Well, like it or not, there is only about a month or so of summer left before fall, and we are talking with Gary Knowles, our advisor, our travel advisor, to encourage you to make the most of it. We are talking about some of the festive and fun and relaxing events taking place from now through the end of August, and we invite you to tell me where to go for fun in the summer sun. What is on your summer bucket list? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have posted on our website and on Facebook Gary's Wisconsin events calendar, so you can check that out. And there are a few other events posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page that I have on my calendar for the month of August. But I'm always looking for more ideas, so tell me where to go in August. Let's go to Greg in Glidden. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Joy and Gary. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, the Glidden Community Fair, August 30th, 31st, and September 1st.
All right.
What happens there, Greg?
Well, you got the full couple food stands, and you got exhibits.
All right, get it. It's lots of fun.
So are you going to have a black bear up there?
Nope, nothing like that, but you got lots of food and exhibits, and then Flaborama in Park Falls, Wisconsin, July 31st through August the 3rd.
Oh, you know what? I went to Flaborama, was it a year or two ago? And I actually stopped and visited with John Smart, who might be listening right now. He's a regular listener. He's also one of our regular Week in Review commentators. So I enjoyed...
We'll see the parade that first Sunday of Flaborama.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. And you brought up the bears, Gary, because Glidden is known for its bear population?
Well, I believe Glidden is the black bear capital of Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken. And I think they used to have a big stuffed one up there somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm not positive, but I think there is.
Thank you very much, Greg, and have fun. Jonathan in the Fox River Valley, my neck of the woods. Hi, Jonathan.
Good morning. Thanks for the program and the opportunity. Two things. Art at the Park this Sunday. City Park in downtown Appleton. It's presented by the Trout Museum of Art. Artisans all around the park, handcrafted stuff. It's a juried show. And then food, the children's area, and the big community project that always goes along with one of the Art at the Parks. We're making a Dr. Seuss hat. Because the exhibit at the Trout is featuring the work of Dr. Seuss. And then the best way, the absolute best way to wrap up the summer is at Fox Jazz Fest Labor Day weekend on the top of Lake Winnebago in Menasha's Jefferson Park.
That is going to be Jazz Fest.
Fox Jazz Fest. Local, regional, national, international jazz recording artists. Admission is absolutely free both days.
Cool.
There's food vendors on site. Fox River Brewing Company puts out a specialty Fox Jazz Fest ale for us to sell. It's just a beautiful day in the park. It's a great way to introduce somebody to jazz, or if you're a jazz lover, you know, it's a great lineup. Denise Donatelli and the Matt Wilson Quartet are headlining for us this year.
Sounds great, Jonathan. Thanks so much for sharing that. And Art in the Park is only on Sunday?
Is only this Sunday,
yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to be there on Saturday, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to go back on Sunday, but I have been to Art in the Park in the past. I'm an Appleton native, so I've been there.
Which park is that in?
City Park.
Downtown Appleton. Go to Lawrence University, find Lawrence University, and then go one block north.
Yeah. Thank you, Jonathan, so much. Art in the Park this Sunday, and the Fox Jazz Fest was the very last weekend of August.
Labor Day weekend.
All right, thanks very much. Well, that sounds like fun.
It does.
And anything else, Gary, that comes to mind from your list before we start wrapping things up?
Well, I see coming up on the 2nd, we have the big Cherry Festival up in Jacksonport, up in Door County, and that should be a lot of fun. And the same day here in Middleton, Wisconsin, we have the National Mustard Day, and they say that they're going to be free hot dogs for, I think, the first 10 million people that come to that. And then they also have the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, and the thing that I would like to try is the frozen mustard custard that Culver's is going to make for that. Frozen mustard custard is something I've never had before.
Robin Cherry is shaking her head no.
But it's just not right.
I know you can also buy some t-shirts there from the National Mustard Museum, the Poop on You
that's,
t-shirts.
That's right. The university, Poop on You University. Yeah.
As in poop on mustard people. I didn't have to use the dumb button for that. Oops, so to speak. Renee writes on Facebook, she recommends the 43rd Annual Old Farm and Antique Engine Show. Doesn't say, that's in the Westby area, apparently. So thanks very much for that. And a listener wanted to know more about the Open Chainsaw Sculpture Championships in Eau Claire. Do you have that?
It's the 7th to the 10th, and it's going to be in Eau Claire. And let me tell you, you know, you probably have seen some chainsaw art along the road. This stuff is fine art. I mean, I couldn't believe the quality of the work these guys are turning out. And it goes on 7th through the 10th in Eau Claire, and it's at Carson Park, which is up at the Lumberjack Museum up there. Highly recommend that if you're into art at all, you go take a look at it, because you probably will be amazed by what they do.
And we have time for one more recommendation from Tim in Eau Claire. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you doing? The Renaissance Fair east of Glenwood City is this weekend, and it's only $7 for adults, and kids, I believe, are free.
And that's a Renaissance, as in the everybody's going to be in costume and eating big giant turkey drumsticks and that sort of thing, Tim?
Correct.
Have you been to, there is, I know there's, is that's not Glenwood City. I'm not even sure exactly where that is.
I want to say
Where is Glenwood City?
It's west of Menominee.
Right.
Okay.
It's east of Hudson. It's right off of 94. It'll show Glenwood City, and it's just east of Glenwood City.
All right.
Okay. And we should probably mention International Tug of War coming to Madison, and that's going to be the 28th to the 31st, and they're going to have teams from all over the world coming in, pulling on ropes. And it's going to be taking place here in town. First time they've ever had it. They just announced it's coming in.
And I'm sorry, when is that, Gary?
That's the 28th to the 31st of August, the International Tug of War Championships.
Never heard of it,
Olin
but I'll have
Park.
To go check it out. All right. Gary, have a great rest of your summer. We'll talk to you probably just before or around Labor Day weekend.
I expect we will.
Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist at Journal and Topics newspapers and a contributor to American Boomer and our monthly contributor for these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Thanks, Bill Martins, Justin Williams, and Robin Cherry. Thank you for all of your ideas. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.